God divides his kingdom into two parts. The left hand, always judgment, law, over there. The right hand, always redemption, gospel, over there. So this is the mercy of God. This is the law, the command. This is the promise. This is the good. This is very good if you understand it according to the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. Don't understand the law by the letter. Understand it by the spirit. The spirit, the mercy of God. So which one is God? Both. Here's the letter of the law that says don't do bad. Here's the spirit of the law which says I forgive you if you do. I'm going to help you. In case you're not strong enough to do it, I'll help you. How many know we need God to be on the right hand? This is the good part. The good news. The good news. All right. Now, I would say most Christians that I know live on the left hand. I would say most Christians are subject to the left hand of God's sin and death, judgment and punishment. Most people, all people, are over here. But even Christians are over here. And they're under the law. They're legalistic or self-righteous, or else they're depressed and unhappy and miserable because they're still under a law. That's called bewitchment in Galatians chapter 3. So don't be here. Be over here. This is the fulfillment of the law over here, and it's not done by you. You didn't do this part. It's a free gift. It's a gift of God. Because God made a promise to Abraham long time ago, 4,000 years ago, he made a promise. And he can't break his promise. So I like God's promises better than his laws. His laws, by the way, weren't for you. No one was ever expected. No one was ever expected. No one was ever expected to keep his law. And you know what? Nobody ever did. Nobody.
That's right.
Not one person ever did. That's why he said all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The glory of God is not you keeping the law. It's God keeping a promise. The glory of God is not you keeping the law by works, but you believing a promise by faith. So faith is active in love.
Amen.
So if you profess this but don't really believe it, you won't have love. So most Christians don't. They're back under law. They're trying to do what's right instead of forgiving people that do what's wrong. How many other people do wrong? Nobody's perfect. Does anybody notice that? You ever notice there's dust on everything?
Yeah.
You ever notice that everything breaks down sooner or later? Even machines? Has anybody ever noticed that? It's too much work to do something that never produces perfection. You can't keep anything going perfectly for very long. So, this is the good news only if you understand that that is the way that God does what you couldn't do. You couldn't do this law. You could never be perfect as God is perfect. You could never be holy as God is holy. You are not good.
Amen.
Let's get this down clear. You are not good. You've never been good, and you will never be good, even for all eternity. I'm going to say that again, because I know you've been schooled the other way. I have to debrief you. You were never good. You are still not good, even though you're by faith in Jesus. And you will never be good for all eternity.
That's right.
Unless you live by the promise of God. Unless you're in relationship to the living God. So God is good. And he's the only one who is good. Only God is good. Only God is good. Say that. Only God is good.
Only God is good.
And then say this. No one else is good but God.
No one else is good but God.
So how many here are good?
No.
Nobody. You can be good by faith in him being good. But you can't be good by yourself. apart from me, you can do
nothing.
How many, all of us believe we're supposed to do something, but you can't. With all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and love your neighbor as yourself. You can't, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. And nobody ever has except Jesus. So I let Jesus keep the law for me. He's real good at it. Jesus likes to keep the law for me. And then I have faith in Jesus over here in his promise to never leave me, to never forsake me, to never leave me in under a law or under bondage or under guilt or under the wrath of God or under fear or under anything bad news. Jesus only wants me to have good news all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. On earth as it is in heaven. And now, not later. So that's me. I'm always, always, ML, I'm always happy. Why? Because Jesus likes me. What did I do to earn it? Nothing. What did I do to deserve it? Nothing. What did I do? Nothing. There you have it. That's kind of simple. Please do not think. Just trust me that this is what the Bible saith. Don't try to figure it out or be real smart. Oh, I see. You don't see. It's just simply ridiculous. It's ridiculous what he says because he gave a law. That makes sense. But we never did it. He created us to obey him, and we never, ever, ever did. Nobody. Not the Jewish, not the Christian. Nobody ever did what he wanted. So he had to do it with a free gift. Because God always, always wants to have his way. So if he wants holy people, let him make them. How many know that you and I are not natural creatures anymore? You're now spiritual. How many know that doesn't make any sense? Okay, so it doesn't make any sense to you. But it makes a lot of sense to God. Now, I'm going to read out of the Old Testament. I'm going to read the Hebrew Old Testament and show you that God has never changed his mind on this. From the beginning of time, when he first told man to behave, man messed up. The very first thing. Remember, there wasn't anybody else on earth to tempt them or anything. And they messed up, you know, day one. They messed up right away. So every child born into the world is like that. They start out very nice because they can't talk and they can't walk. And they can't do anything. So they start out okay. How many little kids are innocent? Because they don't know anything. They don't talk and they don't walk. They don't do anything. But as soon as they get old enough, like 1 and a half, they start to say no to their parent. Don't you play with that food like that. And they just smile right at you. You put that back in your bowl. They won't do it. The little kid just look at you like, this is the first time I'm going to disobey. And they're playing in their food, and it's fun for them. And you've always loved them. And they're just having all kinds of fun. And then you tell, hey, you stop that. And they never heard that tone before. You know, and they're just playing there, pushing it all over. But they stop when you say that like that. Don't. They heard that for the older kids, but never for them. They were unique. And then all of a sudden, you put their food all back in the little bowl, and you say, now you eat that. And what they'll do is they'll pick it up and throw it right in your face. That's what they'll do. Or just dip the whole thing over on the floor. I don't know where they get that sin. That rebellion. That loving to say the word no. And then you just slap their little hand and they look at you like, you betrayed me. You were once on my side. For a year and a half we've been together. You've never hit me like that. And then they just start crying. You know. So everybody's sinful, right? So it didn't take Adam and Eve long to get into the no thing, rebellion thing, the sin thing, the not doing what God said thing, the not being holy thing. How many know that people are just like that? And now that you're a Christian, you still have that. Did you know that Christians still sin? Has anybody ever met one, a Christian? There's several in this room. And Christians still are rebellious, right? So, well, I don't care what it seems to you. I'm telling you the truth. This is what it's saying. Nobody's good but God.
Amen.
If God wants someone to be good, they can't do it. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody. 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 So, that's pretty amazing. So, some of you have thought, I'm going to try my best. Doesn't work. Can't work.
That's true.
Well, I ought to be good. I should at least give it a try. It won't work. It will not work. How many know God, when he asks you for something, requires something of you, he has to supply it. Right? Isn't this true of your son? You ask him to do something, and he may not be able to. So, you have to supply what you require. And do it for him. Then do it with him. And then watch him try to do it and fail. Now, ours is the only religion that doesn't punish you for doing wrong. God doesn't punish people for doing wrong. I know a lot of Christians say he does, but he doesn't. He doesn't. If the wages of sin is death, we'd all be dead. So I win. I win that one. How many know that you are not dead? That means God did not punish you for breaking his law. Because everybody breaks the law. Nobody's perfect like God is. Nobody's holy like God is holy. And that was the law. So the law is really a wonderful law for Jesus. Let Jesus do this for you. Then let him do it in you. Then let him do it through you. Let him get all the credit. To God be the glory. So let God have all the glory. And you know what he'll do with it? He'll just give it to you as a free gift. He'll just give you that. Jesus said, Jim, I did this for you because you couldn't do it. Didn't do it, didn't want to do it, didn't even understand what right and wrong was, but that's okay, I love you anyway. How many know that we have a God like that?
Amen.
A gracious God, a merciful God. So let's call this chair over here on the right, let's call this the chair of favor and mercy, loving kindness of God toward everybody. Everybody. Muslims that chop off heads of Christians and Jews, God loves them.
Amen.
He doesn't love them because they were good. He doesn't love them because maybe they'll be Christians someday. He doesn't love people for any reason at all.
Amen.
That you know of.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to tell you now this scripture. All right? Let's turn to Exodus 33, verse 19. One verse. Exodus, if you learn this verse, you don't need to learn any other verse. If you just learn this one verse, it's only got a couple words in it. All right, let's read it. But I'm going to get to 19, 33, 19. But I want to start out 33, 12. Okay, Exodus 12. Okay, Exodus 33, 12. Here it is. And Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, and you have not let me know whom you will send with me. He told Moses, bring this people up. You know, they're out of Egypt now. Now you bring them up to Jerusalem. And he said, but you didn't say who you'd send with me. That's a weird thing to say. What's he need somebody for? Bring this people up. Yeah, but I need somebody to go with me. Listen to this. Yet thou hast said, I know you by name. And he's also said, you have found grace in my sight. chen. That's the Hebrew word for favor or grace. There are other words like chesed, but they mean the same thing. It's just the loving kindness of God. So God being loving kind even to sinners, even to the Jewish people, they were sinners. In fact, they had gotten into bondage for 430 years and couldn't get out, but God delivered them out anyway. He just delivered them out. How many know that God remembers his promises even though it's a long time? It can be thousands of years, and it's just like yesterday to him. So he said, now God, you said, you wrote down in your book that I've found favor in your sight. You're not mad at me, even though I've sinned, even though I hit the rock twice, even though I didn't do everything right. I'm Moses, now your servant in your house, and even though I did wrong, you say I've found favor in your sight? Okay, let me ask you something then. How many know that you have found favor in God's sight? How many know that everybody here has found favor in God's sight? For what you did? Because you were wonderful? Because you were good? Because you were loving? Because you loved the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy strength and your neighbor as yourself? No, you didn't do any of that. You never did it. You never did it. You never did it. So, since you never did it, how can you find favor with God? You have nothing to do with it. If he wants to show favor, he can. If he wants to show favor, he can. How many know that someone, even though you don't deserve it, can just come up and give you favor? They can just favor you, and they pick you rather than somebody else. It's amazing. How many know that God favors you? That's all there's to it. He just favors you, and he has a right to do it. Does he have a right to show favor to anyone he wants to? Even if they're wicked and sinful and rebellious and naughty? Yeah, of course. God can show favor to someone who doesn't deserve it, and they didn't cooperate, they didn't even try real hard. He can still show favor if he wants to. Do you begrudge God the right, the royal prerogative right on his right hand to show favor and then later mercy to anyone he wants to? If he wants to do it, you can't stop him because he's God. I mean, no, God's real powerful and real smart and real strong. He's just awesomely, and he's good too. But he's good for nothing because we didn't do anything. He just wants to be good to you even though you didn't deserve it. How many have had children that rebelled? How many, when you were little kids, rebelled? You did wrong. How many know that? And yet God still, if he wants to, you can't do good works to make him want to do it. But just he wants to, he can forgive a sinner. He can forgive somebody that rebelled against him. He can forgive Muslims, Jewish people, Hindu, Buddhists, Christians, you know, legalists, whatever. He can forgive anybody he wants to at any time he wants to. This is unbelievable, but it's good news.
Amazing.
Is that God has decided, you know what? I think I'll open it up and just say, whosoever will may come. I think I'll just open it up to anybody. Hey, we're having a big barbecue. Y'all come. And it doesn't say who can't come. It's anybody wants to. Did you know that whosoever wants to, you can come at any time. You don't have to sit in the house of bondage forever. You can just go be free. And you can be blessed beyond measure. Anytime, anywhere, any place. Don't you think that's wrong? Don't you think that certain people should get in, but other people should not get in? Aren't you ticked off that God will let some people in that are really bad? You're bad, but not that bad. You know what I'm saying? You're bad, but not that. There are just other people you can look down on and despise because they're really wicked. Really, really wicked. No. God just measures everybody the same. No. I think I'll just let anybody come in. He's not a respecter of persons. Do you all understand what I just said?
Yeah. Amen.
So, let's say one child is better than another. That's okay. God has no choice. He just has to give everyone, every child, the same freedom, the same liberty, the same mercy, the same kindness, the same grace, the same favor. What a God. What a God we serve.
Amen.
Do you all see that? Amen. Now, is this too good?
Yeah.
Well, it isn't for me. It may be too good for somebody else, but for me, that's very good because I never behaved. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always misbehaved, and I loved it. I think you're like that, ML. I think you misbehaved when you were a younger person. Now, of course, you're perfect. Well, maybe not perfect. How many know you don't have to be good for God? God has to be good for you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to reverse it. You don't have to be good for God. You don't have to make an offering, a sacrifice for God. He wants to make one for you, and he sacrificed his son Jesus for you.
Amen.
I don't know why. That doesn't seem fair, but I'm taking it. That doesn't seem right, but I'm taking it. Because I find myself unequipped, unable to always behave. I'm kind of addicted to being stupid at times. Does anybody have that addiction? You know, doing stupid things. You know better, but you didn't do what you knew better to do. You did not do what was right. How many know that? There's a lot of people that are addicted out there. I mean, they just keep falling into the same trap. But I say that God always wanted you to be happy, therefore he has to forgive you. He doesn't have to, he just wants to. He doesn't have to, he just wants to. He's not under a law. Did you know that you cannot put a law on God? Even if he makes a promise, you can't make him keep it. If we make a promise, we don't keep it. But God, he always keeps his promise, but you can't make him keep it. If he said to him, well, God, you made a promise and you didn't keep it. You can't make him keep it. How big is your army? All he has to do is just blow on you, and you're gone. You know, he has millions of angels. I mean, he can easily win any battle. I mean, he is not in any kind of trouble whatsoever, nor are you smarter than he is, nor are you gooder than he is. And he's good. So can God, according to his royal prerogative right, forgive a person at any time if he wants to? Yes. And here's what he's decided. I think I'll forgive everybody. I think I'll forgive everybody. I'll forgive the Hindus, and I'll forgive the Buddhists, and I'll forgive Al-Qaeda, and I'll forgive ISIS, and I'll forgive anybody who wants to come and believe on Jesus that I'm a good God.
Amen.
How many believe that God is good? You wake up every day knowing, you know what? I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for God. I mean, the favor of God is with me, but it shouldn't be, but it is.
Amen.
And the more you expect of him, the more will happen. As a matter of fact, you could not expect God to be better than he is. He is better than you can even imagine. He'll always be for you. He will never be against anybody. I don't care what they've done. Let's say we all kill his son. It doesn't bother him. He's not bothered by that. As a matter of fact, Jesus even said it when he was on the cross. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They hate me, they despise me, they misunderstand. I'm their only hope. And they're going to kill me, and I'll just jump up again and forgive them. How many know you cannot make God mad? If God doesn't want to be mad, and he's not, you can't make him mad. Now, I know what you've read in the Bible, but you're wrong. You misunderstood, you misinterpreted it, and I'm telling you the true interpretation. All right, now, Exodus 33. Now, therefore, I pray you, Verse 13, Exodus 33:13. Now therefore I pray you, I ask you, if I've found grace, chen, say it, chen. You gotta put that ch into it. Chen, chen, chen. It's got a harsh sound to it. Chen. It's not aspirated. So it's not a breathy hen. It's a guttural. Chen. You got to go like that. Like you're spitting. No, I'm serious. It's a hard CH, not a soft H. All right. So chen is the word for grace, or it's the word for favor. When God shows chen towards somebody, he favors them, even though they don't deserve it, even though you wouldn't have picked them. How many know that he favors certain people that I wouldn't pick? I mean, he seems to favor them, and they're no good. They're no good. They're dumber than me. They're just They're just not as you know, clever as me. And yet God will favor them. I can't believe it. God, how'd you favor that person? Then he says, Jim, how did I favor you? Oh, yeah, okay. I get it. So all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and Hallelujah. Fallen short. I know Alex has.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Not a doubt.
Not a doubt. Jacob, have you sinned? All the time. All the time. That's bad. But you're not as bad as your dad yet. Dad, bad. Bad. Very bad.
Not as much experience.
Yeah. Now, here's the beauty. God's not mad. Amen. He took all his wrath out on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for every man. Everybody that broke his law, he forgave them. He gave the law, and nobody kept it. Nobody. Nobody. At any time. Has ever been perfect. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, all thy strength, and love your neighbor just as you love yourself. That's amazing. Nobody ever did it. Nobody ever has. And here's another thing. Nobody ever will. Not by their reason and their strength and their goodness and their greatness and their glory. God has to do it for you, then he does it in you, and it's all a free gift. It's all grace. It's all favor. He just does it because he loves you, and he can do it, so he said, I'm going to do it, and he's done it. Never going to change his mind. God cannot be angry at mankind. He can be angry at what they do, but not at them. Did you hear what I said? Now, if you have a child, and you brought him into the world, you didn't bring him in so you could abuse him or her. You brought that child into the world to bless them. And the parent has the right then to either spank them or not spank them. But if you do spank a child, just as God does chasten us, it's always for their good. It's always for hope. In other words, the troubles that you're in are due to your own decisions. But God is going to chasten you with those troubles so that you have hope and turn to him and get him to be merciful to you. Get him to be kind to you. Get him to be gracious to you. Give you favor. Now, how many here have the favor of God operating in your life?
Amen.
No matter what you do and no matter what you don't do, he still favors you.
Thank you.
He cannot say, I've decided not to favor you any longer. I know what you read in the Bible. You misunderstood it. I'm telling you the truth, and this truth will set you free. God is not angry at anybody at any time. If he forgives you, he could forgive anybody. Tim, if he could forgive you, you know, if he forgives you, boy, there's hope for me. You know what I mean? So our God is an awesome God. Buddha's not like that. Buddha wants you to behave. Every other God, the Hindu gods, all of those fellas, they want you to behave. They want you to, you know, try your best. They want you to, you know, bring them little offerings and beer and flowers and whatever else and little chants and ring bells and lay on nails and stuff. Our God isn't like that. He doesn't want you to do a lick of work. Did you know that? He doesn't want you to labor. How many find it difficult to be married to someone that's imperfect? They have flaws. You know, if you get married, you're going to find out the flaws of people. If you have a close relationship with somebody, sooner or later they're going to betray you or do something to hurt you or whatever. And it's hard to live with people. It's better to have a dog or a cat or even a goldfish. They will not do that. I'm telling you, that dog, that cat you've got, they'll keep wagging their tail and they'll come to you and so on to be fed, of course. But they don't change. But people, oh my gosh, don't ever trust people. Put your trust in the Lord, but don't trust people. People are not trustworthy. Has anybody ever had hope in somebody and they let you down? Disappointed you? Did you ever have an illusion that people were good? Well, he said he loved me. I can't believe that he did that. That's your illusion. That's not that he did that. That's that you had an illusion that you married somebody that was reliable. How many know that people that you marry are not reliable? They're not that good. They're just liars. I mean, let God be true and every man a liar. That's what it says in the Bible. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Now, if that's true, that means never trust a people. Never put any trust in a people. Amen?
Amen.
There's one exception, the pastor. Pastor's all right. Pastors are good. Pastor David, Pastor Jim, awesome. No, Pastor David is no good. He's not good. I'm just telling you. And Dave, you found me to always be good, haven't you?
Just like you say in the Bible.
No, I'm not good and David's not good. And so you have two non-good pastors. Amen. Sinful. Do you know that even though there were saints, we're definitely saints because we believe in Jesus, but we can still fall back. Has that ever happened to anybody here? Well, you just fall back. You just can't keep up. All right. Now, I'm only making a simple point. I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. That on the left hand of God, everybody's guilty. On the right hand of God, everybody's innocent. The right hand is pure mercy, pure grace, pure favor, pure loving kindness. Amen? Now, do you want to live under the left hand, the law of sin and death, if you sin, you die? Or do you want to live under the right hand, I came that you might have life, life, l'chaim, and life abundant? That's what he came for. So, is he the good shepherd or not? Is he someone that is not expecting anything out of you except one thing? Just trust him. Just Jesus, I just trust you. I just trust you to be merciful, forgive all my sins. Then I trust you to change me. Then I trust you to perfect me. Then I trust you to marry me. Then I trust you to give me all of heaven as a free prize, inheritance, gift. That's me. Is anybody else here like that? I just want God to give me what I don't deserve.
Amen.
But I didn't qualify for it. Jesus did, but he died for me and he didn't have to die. But he loved me so much that he said, Jim is such a loser on his own self that I'm gonna win for him and just give it to him as a free gift. Father, I'm going to do this law for Jim so that Jim doesn't have to do it because he can't, he hasn't, he won't. So I'm just going to do it for him, give it to him as a free gift, then I'm going to marry him. That's powerful. Do you all see that? That's how we can treat other people the same way God has treated us. Are there people in your life that are obnoxious? Yes. Are there people in your life that are, you know, betray you? Yes. Are there people in life that you can't put any, you just can't be confident that they'll do what they say? Yes. So God doesn't want that. He wants you to only have one God, one God, one God, one God, not two. Have you all found that out? Have you all learned that? If you're 13 or older, you should have learned that by now. That people are not reliable. And parents are not perfect. Don't answer this question, but how many have had a parent that was flawed? Let's put the opposite way. How many have had a perfect parent? Well, you're deceived if you thought so. Even God doesn't think that. He doesn't think that anybody is worthy. He thinks everybody is not worthy, and he likes that. He likes that, so you have to come to him humbly and say, God, I know I didn't do what you said, but could you be merciful anyway and just give me a free gift? That's God. That is the true and living God. And that's why all my praise, all my worship, all my thanksgiving is due to that right there.
Amen.
As though I didn't do it right. I made many, many mistakes along the way. Probably a zillion or something. But you know what? He loves me anyway. I'm taking it. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to believe in it. And I'm going to live it because of his favor, his mercy, his grace, his beauty. That's the glory of God right there. We only have one God. One. There's not two gods. Now, next verse. Now therefore, 13, I pray you, if I found favor in thy sight, grace in your sight, show me now thy way. How many know what the way is?
Jesus
is the way. Did you see that? So Moses, the lawman, is asking God, his father, to show him the way so that he can go with him. In other words, the lawman needs the grace, the mercy. Here's the person keeping the law, and they're going to break it themselves. So they need Jesus to be there for mercy, for grace, for favor, for love. Unconditional love. Could everybody say amen?
Amen.
I hope you see this. It's very powerful. Show me now thy way that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. Chen. Say it. Chen. And consider that this people, this nation, is thy people. In other words, don't forget, God, you made us. Don't forget, you called us together. Don't forget, this was your idea. Okay, you better keep it going. Because we are just dirt people. We are just made out of dirt. How many know you were made out of dirt? He just reached down and made you out of dirt, breathe a little breath into you, and here you are. And then after a few years, if you keep going the way you're going, you'll just perish. You'll be gone. People come and go. Judge Scalia died yesterday. He's a wonderful guy. We needed him. He was the best. He was awesome. But he's dead now. Just like that. Gone. But you know what? He believed in God.
Amen.
He believed God was good. And he also believed that the law should always turn out for the good of the people.
Praise Jesus.
He was an originalist. Meaning the original intent of all the words written in the Constitution was for our freedom, for our liberty, for our safety, for our blessing. And he would not accept any other interpretation, understanding. That's why he was so good. I believe that. I also believe that everything in this Bible is for you. Everything is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? Everything in here is for you. You are the beneficiary of God. You are the child of the living God. He loves you just the way you are. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to do anything. You just have to believe that what God said is true. And he said, this is God speaking back to Moses, because he asked him, go with, you know, send somebody with me. And he said, okay, my presence shall go with you, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. I'll give you happiness. I'll just give it to you as a free gift. So how many know you're in peace right now? You're happy right now? Just say it. Somebody just say it. I'm happy right now. I don't feel it. You don't have to feel it. You just are. I don't have to understand it. You just are. I don't have to want it. You just are. That's it. He gave it to you. Just take it and enjoy it. I'm happy right now even though I don't feel it. I'm happy right now even though I don't understand it. I'm happy right now even though I don't even know if I want it. Because a lot of people are afraid to be happy because then they think they've sinned and they go to hell. Hello? They are. I mean, if you tell somebody, you know, that God loves you and he wants to forgive you and give you blessing and so on. Yeah. And they're afraid to be happy because they know if they're happy, they probably sinned. They weren't being happy because of Jesus. They were being happy because of, you know, a good meal or, you know, they got a raise or whatever. And they know that you go to hell for that because you were not supposed to be happy in anybody but God. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. No. It's not wrong to be happy. It's wrong to be not happy. It's right to be happy all the time. Safe all the time. He is your safety. He is your refuge. He is your rock. He is your salvation. He is your redemption. He's your joy. He's your peace. He's your everything. He's your beloved. Now, what kind of family do we want? Do we want children that are not happy or children that are happy all the time?
Happy.
When you walk in the house, the little kids, Daddy's home. I always loved that when they were little. But when I go in the kitchen, Peg, I'm home. Yeah, okay. You see, wasn't that excited? Peg, no, it's me. Your beloved. Here I am, Lord Jim. Isn't that exciting? She just never caught on to that. Well, sit down. But the little kids, they were excited to see Daddy. Daddy's home, Mom! They didn't know any better. They were ignorant. They thought I was awesome. Margaret used to do that. Daddy's home! And then she would say, get down here and play with me. I can't. I can get down, but I can't get up. I'm too old. And so Margaret wouldn't take it. She said, she'd grab on. No, no, you get down here. So I got down. Margaret, could you help me up? Daddy, I can't pick you up. Well, I know, but I can't get up now. So how many know that old age will slow you down? I mean, it does. It isn't slowing you down? Good, Jerry. That's awesome.
He's better than ever.
Wow. Praise God. I love it.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Real blessing.
That's good.
To be here.
Yeah. Could you lay down right now?
Sure.
And get up?
Oh, yeah.
You know, since he's been a part of your ministry, that he's increased in every part of his life.
Wow.
Spiritually, mentally, physically.
Wow.
Everything.
It's powerful.
Praise the Lord.
That's God. That's God. That's the truth of God.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
So exciting.
It is exciting because I want everybody here to be happy all the time. Now, I know you're not going to be, but I want you to be. It isn't that I don't have any power over it, but God does. And I believe you get to know God, you'll be happy all the time. Jacob, are you happy all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, even though you sin a lot. Yeah. So that usually does not go together. But in your case, it does. Because you know, hey, I know the truth. And that sets you free. Because that chair over there is his mercy and his grace and his favor and his love. This chair over here is when you have to hate yourself to try to behave. I mean, it's hard to get up when you don't want to. Right? It's hard to like people that have just hurt you. I mean, it's just hard. And so I tell you what, it's a miracle if anyone could believe that chair two is better than chair one. Really. I mean, it's the only chair. Because this chair has already been... Do you know that this doesn't even exist anymore? Because Jesus fulfilled the law by his love. For Father and for me. And since he did that, I don't need that chair anymore. I'm not married to that chair anymore. I'm married to this chair. This is the only chair I care about. The grace of God, the mercy of God, the loving kindness of God, chen, or chesed, another CH, guttural, chesed. It means loving kindness. It means coming right out of his bowels, right out of his inner gut, right out of the depth of God. He has nothing but compassion and love and grace toward you. And if he doesn't, you're dead. If he doesn't, just for one second, if he'd say, I think I'll withdraw my grace today, poof, you'd be dead. But because he loves you, he wants you to live forever and ever and ever and never die. Could I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to be happy, Suzanne, whatever. I'm going to be happy from now on. I'm not going to be unhappy. Why? Because of the truth that sets me free forever. Right, Kathy?
That's right.
Amen. Even though the man you're married to is a mess, it doesn't matter. Amen?
Amen.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to, of course, be dead to say that. You have to not look. You have to just look at the Word and not at people. Right? So never look at people. Never examine people. Never pretend like you're the judge. You don't know anything. If God can love you, he can love anybody. So therefore, you can love anybody. That's how you love your neighbor as yourself, because as he loved you, so you love them. As he was merciful to you, as he favored you, so you favor them. Can you do it? Yes, because my God shall supply most of my needs. All of my needs. Wow! I don't have any none. I don't have any more needs. Why? Because he'll take care of it. He's already taken care of it. I don't have to even think about it. I don't need to see it to believe it. All right. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, I tell you, everybody in the world wants peace inside. I'm talking about inside. Everybody in the world wants peace inside. Well, you're not nervous. You're not worried. You're not anxious. You're not running around. You're not afraid. You're just completely at rest, at peace. Peggy, she sees that I'm always at peace. I'm always at rest. Even when she does something wrong, she sees it. And she wants to have that too. Because she can't figure out, how could I be such a jerk and then I could be so happy? You know, she's just wondering. Because if she did it, she'd feel like, you know, God would be on her case. And so she's trying to be good all the time, and she's getting worn out, though. I've worn her down over the years. My messing up has really worn her down. It wasn't as glorious as she thought when she got married. Of course, she had very low expectations, so I did okay for a few years. But after a while, I started teaching her about the Bible, wanting her to be happy, and that really made her mad. I was happy having no standard for you. Now that you've told me I can be happy, get going. Do something. I said, oh, that doesn't come from me. That comes from God through me. I mean, I'm just a branch. He's the vine. I'm just a branch. The fact that the vine didn't do it, don't blame me. I'm okay. It's God that's messed up there. He made a promise and he can't keep it. Ball him out. Don't ball me out. Y'all see what I'm saying? But you know what? God always comes through. God always comes through. Did you know that God can do miracles?
Amen.
He can do miracles. Did you know that everything he does is a miracle? Everything he does.
Amen.
Did you know that we don't do miracles? Nothing that we do is miraculous. We do the possible. He does the impossible. All right. And God said to Moses, Moses said to God, if thy presence does not go with us, don't carry us up from here. For wherein shall it be known that I and thy people have found grace, favor in thy sight? Chen. Is it not that you go with us? In other words, can you have grace or favor if God's dead? If God is dead, as many people believe, I didn't go to the funeral, so I don't know. But if God is dead, then there isn't any grace. There's no favor, because God's the only one that has it. People do not have grace and favor. I'll tell you that. Don't ever trust in people for grace. People are mean and nasty. Has anybody ever found that out? I mean, real people. I mean, people, when you scratch them a little bit, you find out how real they get. There's no grace from people. I don't want a government that's benevolent. I want a government that obeys everything I tell it.
There you go.
Did y'all hear what I just said? And I want the government to be under God, not under me.
Amen.
But he put me over it. And he said, we the people shall be sovereign, not the government. The government's our slave, our servant, our trustee. And so they get no blessings. They get burdens. I get all the blessings. And I remind them of that. I'm having a lawsuit with the city of Fort Worth. And, I'm telling them, get back down into your spot. You know, I'm free. You're not. So they're going to try to fight me. See, I hope David does a good job of presenting our case. How many know that God is good?
Amen. Amen.
We found something the other day in their records. We found it in their records, didn't we, Dave? And it said that any church that lives on this piece of property forever, as long as it's still used for a church purpose, will never be taxed. We've only paid a couple hundred thousand dollars in tax. Now they're going to have to give it all
Praise
back with Lord. Interest.
Amen.
They have to pay us for the whole time they had that money. Of course, we protest it every year. You guys are stealing. You'll have to pay someday. And they just mocked us and laughed at us, and thought we were idiots, told us we were idiots, told us just to pay up and stop complaining. No, no, we're always going to complain. We'll pay because we don't want penalty and interest. So we're going to pay, but you'll pay it all back.
Yes. Amen.
Now, I don't care if that happens or not. I don't care. I have no worries. This is God's money. If he doesn't want to keep his money, that's his problem. But since he gave it to us in trust, we're entrusted with that. We're going to get it all back. And even if we don't, it's okay. Doesn't bother me. It's his money, his loss. How many know you don't have to play God? Just be a servant. Be faithful in all he said. But I'm never going to quit till I'm dead. Till they get back in their little box.
Amen.
Their little limited box. Next will be Dallas, and then pretty soon, you know, the whole world. By the way, Dallas also had the same problem with us, and they never did do anything. We defied them, and they never did a thing. That's why we're here, actually, in this space. Anyway, praise God. For wherein shall it be known that I and thy people have found grace in your sight, if it's not that you go with us? So That's the only way we will be known as a separated people and different, distinct from all other people that are upon the face of the earth. So how are we known to be Christians? Not by talk. It's by the fact that God favors us, that He's gracious to us, that He's merciful to us. Not because we're better, not because we're any good. No. It's because God is good, and we believe in His goodness. We trust in His goodness. So how many know that the whole world has to see it? Now, I'm just telling you something right now. The reason that I go against the government is because everyone will know if we win that it's impossible. Everyone. Everyone knows that. You cannot beat City Hall and win. If you go against them, you lose. Because they have all the power. They have all the laws and the rules. So they can't imagine anyone ever beating them. And you don't. They always win. So, huh? Well, all I'm saying is the gospel is what sets you free. You get right, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, I'll give you everything else. I'll just give it to you. So you don't have to even fight. We don't even have to go to battle. We just simply announce that we win. They go, you did? I don't think so. Yeah, well, check it out. We win. How many know that a lot of pastors would be surprised they don't have to pay taxes or fill out forms or do anything? They would be shocked to learn that there's no law that says so. Oh, of course, there's little man-made laws, but those are not God's laws. God's laws trump. They triumph. That's an ace. That's something that beats all other laws. Amen. So that's the way the founders set it up. And I'll tell you, the whole world today is wrestling over this, and we can win it right here. The whole world is wrestling over whether there is a God and then whether He has any power, you know, wisdom or strength or something or other. And of course He does. So the best is yet to come.
Amen.
So as Christians, even when we fight, we're having a good time. We're just enjoying ourselves. We go right into the wherever we go without any apology or anything like that, because we know that we're royal children.
Amen.
Do y'all know that you're royal?
Yes.
Does everybody here know that you're a royal? Amen. If God has chosen you, who can be against you? If God's for you, who can be against you? Do y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all understand what I'm saying? The good news, the best has been saved to the last. The best wine has not yet been served. Are you looking for just kind of like, hey, let's try to endure the Antichrist and then hope Jesus comes back? No, I'm not into that at all. I'm into do it. Let's start now. Let's be premillennial.
Amen.
let's have heaven on earth today.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
Is everybody excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, why can't you have a good marriage now? Even if it stinks, it's okay. Give it to God. Even if you have debt, okay, give it to God. Let Him pay your debts. How many know that God is for you? He'll forgive any sin you've ever sinned. Could someone say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have. If I mess up, He has to pay. If I do wrong, He gets spanked. I love that. Don't you love that? I actually sow junk, and He reaps all my junk stuff. And then He sows good things, and I get all those. That's a good trade.
Amen.
I mean, that's a good trade. So I sin, He gets spanked. He doesn't sin, I go to heaven. I like it. I don't know, for some reason, that seems like a very good deal for someone like me. Next verse. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found favor, grace, chen, in my sight, and I know you by name. Wow. That's awesome. And here's the verse that I want you to hear. And he said, verse 19. Oh, no, 18. He said, I beseech you, show me your glory. You say I found grace in your sight? All right, show me your glory. I want to see your glory. Okay, don't just talk, do it.
Amen.
And now to watch what God says. Here's what God says. Should have spanked him for that. But he didn't. He said this. I will make all my goodness pass before you. In other words, in this world, right now, practical, day to day. You can have a blessed day to day, right now, right this second. Okay, God, I'll tell you what, show me all your glory. Okay, I will. That was surprising. Like, well, I just kind of joking. Really? Okay, here's what he says. I will proclaim all my goodness is going to pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord himself before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I'll show mercy to whom I will show mercy. In other words, that's my decision. I get to. Nobody can stop me. If I want to be kind to you, loving to you, gracious to you, I can do it. And nobody, even though I just gave you a law that says behave yourself, if I want to and someone breaks my law, I can show mercy to them. I can forgive them. I can pay it for them. I can be kind to them, and they don't deserve it. I told them, behave yourself, and they didn't. How many know that's from the beginning of the Bible to the very end of the Bible? And any sinner at any time can say to God, God, you know what? I did. I messed up. Forgive me. And he has to. He can't say, I'll think about it. He has to, you know what? I do. I love you. I love you because you trusted me. You know what I love about you is that you believe that I was not a lawgiver, but that I was a promise keeper.
Amen.
I was not a lawgiver, left hand. I was a promise keeper, right hand. This is the true God. This is not. This God here gave that law not for you and me, but for Jesus to keep. And he did it for me. He did it in me. He did it through me. That's powerful. That's powerful. Do you see that? Is this not good news? Is this not misunderstood in the churches? I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just simply saying it's even better than what you've heard. It's not just that he forgives you your sin, he removes them. And the proof of that is the glory of God comes on you. Favor comes to you when there's no way he makes a way.
Amen.
When there's no way he makes a way. When you have no hope, there's still hope. No matter what. So don't accuse God. You can. He would just forgive you. But don't accuse him because it's not true. God is good. And the best has been saved to the last. So you can be free today if you want to. If you want to sit in prison, you can stay there. Anybody can stay in the house of bondage. You want to stay there? Just stay there. But he's already set everybody free. Now if you choose, you can just get up and walk out. Or if you want to keep your chains, you can paint them orange or pink or whatever. You still have the chains on. I would get rid of all my chains. Just walk around and laugh, sing. Remember when Joseph was in prison and he was cleaning slop up from all the other prisoners, and he was called a trustee. And the jailer loved having him there because he was the guy that always volunteered. You know, he was in prison. He was going to die. You just die there. When you go to the dungeon, you just die down there. And the rats are everywhere, and it's a stink hole. But he said, hey, this is the day, this is the day. Hey, how you doing? Guy spit on him. And then he goes to another guy. Everybody hated him because he was always happy in the prison. The guard, the guy that was in charge of everything, said, I love that guy. That guy is so, you know, happy all the time. And Joseph then became the Pharaoh of all Egypt right after that.
Yeah.
He went straight from the dungeon to the throne to the top guy. And the Pharaoh not only gave him the whole political order, he gave him the whole family. You take care of my family too. You take care of everything. Right hand, left hand. Do it all. Why? Because you and I can never go to prison. Even if you're there, you're free.
Amen.
And I go to the federal prisons here and sometimes the local ones, but mostly the federal, and talk to them. I tell you, it's a captive audience. And it's wonderful. Why? Because those prisoners like to hear that there's some good news, because they're just stuck in there. And they can only get out for chapel. That's one of the things they get to get out for, and they love it. It's chapel time, they all get out, because they don't want to be in their cells. And so it's great, and they all have to hear it. And they're surprised, because usually you're trying to tell them, you know, well, you did a crime, and you have to pay for it. And we have the opposite. We have a different message. That God loves you just as you are, and you're free already. You're already free. It's just you don't know it. Get free on the inside, you get free on the outside.
Amen. Amen.
And I tell you, there have been a lot of those people in prison, they have ears to hear. They know what they did was wrong, or they know that they were innocent, but still, you have to have a good attitude. Right? There's many people that are there for the wrong reason. But it doesn't make any difference. How many know that you could be in prison? I could. I should. I didn't get caught. ML. I don't know why I did not get caught. Did you get caught? No. You never went to prison, but you should have. You should have. He's a bad boy. Now, but you know what? God doesn't see any bad boys. All he sees is his beloved.
Hey.
He just sees his beloved. How many should have gotten something you never got? You're still alive, aren't you? The wages of sin is death. You should be dead. You're not. That shows that our God is an awesome God. The day you eat of it, you will die. Remember he said, don't eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day you eat of it, you will die, surely. So, and they ate of it, they didn't die. And they thought, I wonder if God means, by the words he said, the same thing we think he means. I thought it was a 24-hour day. And then 930 years later, Adam dies. Well, I would say that was a long day. Don't you think that's a long day?
Sure.
So, I don't know. That God, he's kind of funny. He says something and you think you understood it, like behave yourself, when in fact, he meant, I will behave for you. I will behave in you. I will behave through you. Then I'm going to take you to heaven with me forever. Wow, what a God. What a God we serve. Chen is favor or grace, to be gracious. That means you did wrong, but I'm going to be gracious to you and give you favor though you didn't deserve it. Mercy means that if you owe a debt or you had to go to prison for so many years or whatever, I will do it for you. I will go to the prison for you and substitute for you and forgive you your sin. So grace is something you want permanently. I'll say it in a different way. You remember the little box that Israel carried around with it called the Ark of the Covenant? Remember that little box? Well, down in the bottom of the box, inside the box, there was the Ten Commandments. That's the law of God. That's over there. That's the left side of God. It's on your right side, but it's on God's left side. So down on the bottom, let's put it on the bottom. Down on the bottom it was, be holy, just like I'm holy. So that's a high standard. Be like God. Be Christ-like. Be perfect. All right. Then the mercy seat was on top. So here's the mercy of God, which says, be holy, not by you being holy, but by believing that Jesus is holy for you. That's the mercy of God. And then, to prove it, he has another chair that's even higher up here, which is the glory of God, which shows the favor. Go back to the favor, the grace. This is the glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of God, because he had mercy on a sinner. So someone who has sinned can yet get mercy and still have the favor that goes with it. That is the power of Almighty God to save Israel today. Israel today is in trouble, a lot of enemies, a lot of people want to kill them, destroy them, get rid of them. Never happen. Never happen. Not possible. I don't care what you think or what you've heard or what you read in the papers or see on the news. It's not true. Israel is beloved of God, period, over, out. That's his wife. That's God's wife. And we who live by mercy, not by law, they still live by law, but they're not keeping it. But instead of them being punished, the mercy of God, this is the mercy seat of God, Hilaskerion in Greek. The Hilaskerion is the mercy seat that his throne of power and glory and majesty is tied to, but it's all for you. It's all to bless you who received his mercy by faith, not by works, and therefore even Israel will come in. They're not going to miss out. Actually, he raised us up to show them the mercy of God. So now they see that the law down in the bottom of the box, then the seat on top of the box, the cover of it, is the mercy of God, and then the glory of God is the power, the majesty of God, which is for us so that we can be happy all the time, now and forevermore. So, how many here have a testimony? Pastor, that was awesome, simple. I love it. Left hand, right hand.
Amen.
Did you get it?
Totally.
You like it?
I'll get it.
Yeah, you like it because it's up to God to give it to you, not you to get it.
Yeah.
It's not up to you to get it. It's up to God to bring that home.
I like not working.
You like not working? Amen. Amen. That's good. Is it too good to be true? Yes. But it isn't.
Thank you.
It isn't. God loves everybody, bad people. He loves bad people. He doesn't love nice people. He loves people that don't deserve it.
Amen.
You got to get that down. Every other religion makes you behave. Then you get a reward if you behave. This is the only religion that says if you fail and you flunk and you don't get it right, he still loves you and he's not going to cheat you in any way.
Amen.
In any way. You're going to get everything that God has and everything that God wants for you in the beginning when he originally made you. Now he's remade you. You're in the new creation. Don't worry about it. Even the Jews will get in. Everybody's going to get in who wants to, who believes this. All you have to do is believe. Abraham is the father of faith. All right. We got to go to Fort Worth and get them saved, get them sanctified, get them glorified. The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Woohoo!